This is a Beyond Casterbrus podcast. Available on iTunes, Audio Boom, Stitcher.com, Player FM, and BeyondCasterbrus.com.
Hi there, and welcome to Beyond Casterbrus. I'm Christian Corley. Joining me this week is, as ever, James McLean. And our guest is Manu Interemi, the Star Trek Voyager actor, who is spearheading a fundraising mission for a new project called The Circuit, which is a film or TV series, as we may soon find out, set in and around the events of a convention. A typical sci-fi fantasy convention. But there's some stuff going on around it, and pretty much you get the opportunity to get involved as well. That's you. We spoke to Manu a couple of weeks ago, and he started off by telling us pretty much what The Circuit is all about.
The Circuit is a project that's been sort of bubbling in the recesses of my brain ever since I got off of Star Trek Voyager and I started going on the convention scene and going on the convention circuit. And I've spent a good 15 years on and off, on when I'm there, off when I'm not. Actually, you can never really get off the circuit. It keeps, it just keeps spinning around in your brain. But I knew that I wanted to do a movie about what happens behind the scenes at conventions for a very long time. And I started working on one. And it was called Con Men. And I actually had even shot a trailer for this thing called Con Men about what happens behind the scenes at conventions and the promoters. A couple of the main characters were these evil promoters. And then Con Man came out. Mm. And I sat around with Walter Koenig, and we were talking about what we could do, that it was too similar and that we needed to come up with a new idea if we were going to do something that involved the fans. And Walter was really keen on doing something that involved the fans. And so we decided that there was enough room for two shows about things that happened at the convention, but maybe we could do something a bit different. And I was a big fan of Twilight Zone and right. Amazing Stories and the recent Black Mirror, if you guys have mm-hmm. seen it. You really should if you yeah. haven't. So I figured what we settled on was to do 10 stories, 10 episodes, 10 genres in a giant anthology film was the first idea. But I think when we come back in March of 2017, we're going to make it a show instead of a film. And mostly because of Black Mirror, I think there's a lack of anthology series on the air. I love anthology series. They're expensive to create, but they're so much fun. I love television that has, you know, one singular story encapsulated within each episode. But then, like Black Mirror, there's something that connects them all in a very strange yeah. way. And so The Circuit is basically 10 directors, 10 genres, like American Horror Story, 10 episodes. Like American Horror Story, we're going to have a revolving cast that stays the same. So you'll have and a single location. So the location is this mega event, fictional convention called OmegaCon. That's like the world's most giant pop culture science fiction convention ever. And all of our characters are either on their way there, on their way home from, or at this particular place. And picture like Dragon Con or San Diego Comic-Con times 10. There's mm-hmm. multiple facilities. There's multiple convention centers. There's multiple things taking place and hotels. And it's basically taken up a whole city. And that's The Circuit, this place. And these 10 stories that will take place in 10 different genres all take place in this one location. And so the edges of the stories will bump edges a little bit. And then what's neat about the whole concept is we decided if we were going to do something that took place at conventions that celebrated the genres that we all love, that we would include the fan base and have an open door screenwriting policy for episodes, as well as people, if they fund it, when they pledge to the campaign, they can go straight to thecircuitfilm.com or write me personally at manuentereme@thecircuitfilm.com and tell me and tell the crew and cast why and how you want to help the movie, how you want to come to work. We want everyone to be, we want to basically for every key department of the film, we want to have a fan on board. So it's, I wanted the circuit to be two things. I wanted it to be the first multi-genre anthology. And I also wanted it to be the most fan collaborative, professional collaborative film in the history of time. So that, I mean, that's the basic gist of what is it, what it is. It's 10 directors, 10 stories, 10 genres, same cast, and everyone's invited.
And you're still taking scripts.
Yes.
At this stage, because you've got, yeah. You've got a couple of, on thecircuitfilm.com, you've got a couple of videos which sort of do your pitches as well and sort of explain it. So if people are confused, you've got some quite clear explanations on there, which pretty much mimic what you've just said.
The one that I like the most that I really would like people to see is the official trailer on the website. It's just called Manu and Walter Explain the Circuit.
Yes, that's,
and it lays it down very simply. Although when we come back in March, there's going to be a subtle twist to things. And I'm not sure. I was so excited about the last thing I should say about the circuit that's truly important to me is that we want to encapsulate what people refer to as the Roddenberry ethic in storytelling, meaning that we're going to do stories that are genre stories that are sci-fi and sub sci-fi genres. So, you know, we want to do stories that are deep, that are not just entertainment for entertainment's sake. We want to, what's so neat about sci-fi and genre storytelling is you can sneak in the issues of today and things that are important in the world today into your story through metaphor and through disguise in your storytelling. And we really want this to be an amazing thing. And like Black Mirror, except a little bit more positive. Black Mirror is a pretty dark show.
What kind of interests me here? I mean, because on a production side, there's a lot of examples of how fan-focused projects have been able to produce stuff, especially when you talk about Star Trek Continues and the like, which have the quality of a normal of a film, which sort of lends to the argument that there's no question that this sort of thing couldn't be done to a quality which would be really good when you get fans involved. What do you, I mean, it's something you said at the beginning which interests me, because I've known a few people on the British fan circuit and some of the horror stories I've heard. What is it about the conventions which you think is interesting from the sort of talent perspective and from the fan perspective? And how would those sort of things, how are you planning to negotiate those things? Or how will fan scripting it negotiate those sort of, that sort of different perspectives there? Is there a different perspective?
Yeah, it's sort of simple how you can incorporate this mega convention weekend into your stories. I always tell people that it's very simple. It can be on the way to the convention. It can be on the way home from the convention. I want really creative stories. And like in the video, it says your character might be at the convention and he might step into a different dimension and find himself in medieval England. That's okay. It doesn't all have to happen on the convention floor or in the convention hotel. You know, you can get really creative in the way that you tell your stories. I think when you say all 10 of these stories are going to take place at the convention, somehow the mind starts stepping away from, oh, we can tell vampire stories, we can tell zombie stories, we can tell a sci-fi epic, we can tell, all those things are going to be happening at this mega event or in a separate dimension right next door. the question was a complex one.
What was I suppose I'm just fascinated because, I mean, for some people who will listen to this, they might not be into a convention. And there is also the side of it, which I think is interesting, is, as you say, that as people who actually come to conventions as actors or as artists, that they become quite intrinsically linked to that circuit, as you put it, as well. And it's, I'm just really interested in how you sort of see what makes that sort of mix of that fan and the talent, and what sort of brings them together, what keeps it cohesive. You know, well, so it's to someone who has not been to a convention, you know, what is it about that energy which really?
Well, first of all, God, this is I've got a lot to talk about. We might have to answer this question four times. But one of the coolest things about going to conventions for the last 15 years, besides the loyalty and the love of the fans, which is why all these actors have plugged into this project, right, is we want to do something to pay back all the time that we've been supported and our careers and our creative endeavors have been supported by these people. Otherwise, every time I've gone to a convention, I've always met somebody that was into entertainment and into one of the key departments of filmmaking, whether it was a wardrobe designer that was doing cosplay or designing wardrobe, or someone that had a screenplay that wanted me to read, or someone that built props and had built a bunch of amazing props from TV shows or done a twist on them, or people that were really into cameras and filming and had short films that people had shown me. I've met makeup artists from areas all around the world that are really into designing visual effects makeup, and I've met people into CGI, and they're all over the world, but they want to be involved in the entertainment community, and they also love the genres of stories that we want to tell. And so I figured, what a great place to bring in talent from and get people there, maybe not their first, but maybe their first, maybe their second, maybe their third, but get people a chance to come onto a big budget set and get that credit on their resume and learn from some of the people that we've put together on this project who are like masters of their craft. Because of this, the idea, and I've been in this town in Hollywood for 20 years, I put together the smallest, tightest group of the best artists that I know. And then I figure they're going to be able to learn from some of the stuff the fans bring in, and the fans are certainly going to be able to learn from them. And I just sort of picture this sort of amazing collaborative project where, you know, if everybody can get behind it, it would be a really beautiful thing to accomplish. And we'd tell some amazing stories while we were at it. I think it's the love of the storytelling and the love of the genre fiction and filmed entertainment that keeps everybody coming to these things. I'll have to hear the question again to answer it.
No, I think you have. I mean, I just, again, it was a very broad question, but it was the way that you were sort of saying how the conventions sort of draw, you know, talent there as much as the fans. Because, I mean, the fans can sort of get that. I think they can understand why people can go into conventions. I think sometimes they think, what is it about the talent which keeps them coming back? Because I know they don't just think it's like money or whatever. There is something more, because you see a lot of projects like, not like this. This is something bigger than I've seen done before. But yeah. I mean, like Walter Koenig's been in a few fan films himself, and it's like there is a sort of connection there, and it's like this sort of sounds like it's trying to embody that connection even further.
Yeah, and we sort of want to get the idea out there that this is, you know, I've got really, really talented people working on this film, great directors, writers, actors. Visual effects artists. My visual effects artist spent last year overseeing all the visual effects for DC's Legend of Tomorrow and Arrow and CW. He's worked on What Dreams May Come and Spider-Man 2 and huge films, right? And so we want to get the idea out there that this is a professional collaboration with the fans, that the fans can come in and get an experience out of. And you don't have to donate $1 million to do it. Just you donate the minimum amount and you can send me a letter, a picture, a link to your work, a video telling me why you're passionate about films and what you want to do in them. And what's been sort of fun about what's been the most fun about this is getting all those emails and getting the scripts that the fans have written. I've read some really fun stuff that's sort of really simple, and then other stuff that that's way out of left field that's just was a joy to read. And mostly I just want to, I want people out there that aren't writing screenplays and think that they can to try, because some of these screenplays have been so fun and we want more. We have two that we've chosen, another one that we like very much, but we need to rewrite it just to make it stronger.
Yeah.
And then we have a couple spots still open. And so I want to ask people to keep going to the circuitfilm.com. I think in the next week we're going to take off the fee and just let people openly submit. So that will be, I think that will help the screenplays to pile in. I spent, when we were doing our first crowdfunder, I was just talking about the importance of the telling stories with the so-called Roddenberry ethic and making stories that had a deeper meaning and a deeper theme, and there was much more than what was on the surface of them. And we were lucky enough to find a private investor that at the same time screwed up our whole budget. So we had to cancel the campaign and come back, and we're going to run a new one at March 2017. But what's cool is we can run it at a lower goal, and I'm hoping that also sparks people into coming aboard, and doing press and stuff with you guys really helps getting the word out that this is happening too. I think it's like it's a really beautiful idea. It's a beautiful concept. It's from the minds of myself and Walter Koenig and a few of these other actors that have come on board, and it's sort of morphed and changed as it's gone to what it is. And I'm hoping the fans bring more creative ideas and more change to it.
Is that exciting for people like yourself and Walter to sort of not really know? Well, you've obviously got a very clear idea of what you want when you're sort of asking for scripts like this, and you're asking from people who are not from that sort of industry artifice, that you're going to get stuff which is going to be a little more left field, surely, or a little bit right field, which you might have to tweak, but in its essence could be quite different. Is that kind of unnerving, exciting? Is that part of the thrill?
That's part of the thrill, is that we want to work with these people. Like, we've seen, you can't have gone to 15 years of convention and not seen absolutely talented folks. And I think we're as excited to work with them as they may be with us, or maybe more. I don't know. I think it's going to be magic. You know, I know for me, I've been lucky enough to, when I was a younger kid, get to work on Voyager with some of my heroes. And then through that, I've gotten to go around to these conventions and meet people that I very much looked up to and loved their work and become friends with them and work with them, et cetera. And I want to give that to somebody else, that experience to some other people. It's a rush, and it's a rush both ways, because I realized that we had to have, in the beginning, this was just a project that was just about behind the scenes of conventions and the actors and stuff you don't get to see that happens behind the scenes. That's where it started. And I was on stage in Germany after a really emotional weekend, connecting with a bunch of fans who were sharing their stories with me, their life stories. And I was standing on stage with a bunch of different actors, but Bill Shatner was there, and George was there, and Walter was there. And it was the 50th anniversary of the pop culture convention scene, as well as Star Trek. And I was looking out at the crowd, and I suddenly started making all this eye contact with people that I had had some pretty emotional experiences with over the weekend. And I started to see them and kind of give the knowing nod to all these people. And I went, oh my God, there's such great stories out there. What are all those people doing? that has to be half of the film. Like, what am I doing? You know, that it dawned on me then that we couldn't successfully tell a story about who it is, what we are, what we do, and at the same time celebrates the genres we love without including the fan perspective. And so that's sort of where that started.
So did I get the impression from that you were perhaps born to be in this sort of culture before you sort of had your success through acting, through Voyager and the like? You sort of were very much into these sort of shows, these sort of genre
Everybody
shows.
Everybody that's on this project is, we're all Uber geeks. Every single person. There's nobody, I mean, Mike Phillips, my digital effects guy, Jason Newfield, they're all Star Wars, Star Trek geeks. They just happen to be professional entertainment Hollywood people now. But I don't really know very many people in the entertainment industry that aren't. Honestly, actors maybe, but you know, a lot of people behind the camera, they came there because of stuff that they saw when they were kids and decided to try to do with their lives, and one way or another found themselves working in some professional capacity in the entertainment industry. But we're all fans. I think that's part of the theme. The other thing that we're exploring that is, for instance, we're looking at, like, these things behind. The theme is that what is good and what is evil, is there actually one or the other? I don't think so. The circuit doesn't think so. And so we've got this idea that's going on behind all the stories that's pretty fun about these, for lack of a better word, we don't have the name for them yet. They might just be the circuit. What is the circuit? The circuit might be a mystery. But circuits or orbs or monoliths, or for lack of a better word, tools of creation that have been discovered by mankind. And for the long time, and throughout most of history, these things have been placed in places like banks and the Pentagon and war and religion. They've been held by those types of people. And in the beginning of the circuit, one of these tools of creation that actually changes reality, alters reality, and helps whoever it's around, has been stolen by a group and placed at this convention. So this thing has a positive reaction on any of the people that it's around. And it also has, in the story, within the story, there's a lot of people looking for this thing. So it happens to be at this convention on this weekend. And so since it's in a place where people that love storytelling, that love a positive future, that are positive people, you can't go to a convention weekend and not run into some pretty positive people for the most part. Mm-hmm. So it starts to have an effect on those types of people. And I'm being careful to say good guys and bad guys, because that's the whole theme that we're looking at, is we're going to have really fun telling stories about, you know, the telling stories that encompass the hero, the white knight, and the dark knight. But at the same time, we're really in the story within the story, we're looking a little bit deeper at society and what is good and what is evil. And we're doing it through a sci-fi stories and a story within the stories that connects them all together about what the circuit is, or what this I want to say monolith, but then people always, I think of 2001, yeah. Block. But it, you know, it's something like that. It's one of God's, for lack of a better word, tools. And it happens to be at this convention weekend this weekend, and who carried it there and what carried it there. And all that stuff is questions you'll find out throughout the film.
So if someone is excited by all this, and as you pretty much said this, but it's probably worth reemphasizing, and they're interested in the circuit film, what do you want them to do next?
Well, I want them immediately, if I'm just saying it straight out. I'm trying to get a list of 10,000 people that are willing to donate at least $5 to this project to get a shot at being involved in this project and to see this project get made. So I want people to write me directly at monuentereme@thecircuitfilm.com and tell me that they're one of those people and tell me about you and tell me your story. Secondly, I want people to go to thecircuitfilm.com, register, watch our trailer, get an idea of what we're doing, and follow us on Facebook, of course, at The Circuit Movie. And if you're a writer, definitely write us a screenplay and send it in to thecircuitfilm.com. It's sort of tricky. It's not that tricky, but we're easy to reach out to everywhere. On social media, we're at The Circuit Movie, whether on any relevant social media, but we're really active on Twitter and Facebook. And mostly just, you know, reach out and take part and spread the news. Get this idea out there. We've got 4 months now and a private investor. And so we're sort of halfway there to making this project a reality. And I want people to start reaching out and getting involved and, contact me. Where I'm easy to find. You can private message me on the Circuit Facebook page. You can write me directly at thecircuitfilm.com, my name at thecircuitfilm.com. And there's a big group of us here. Actually, it's not a big group. It's a really small, tight-knit group, but big enough of people ready to answer your emails and answer your questions and get this thing going.
That sounds good. And it's nice that these opportunities come up. I mean, say 30, 40 years ago, it would be very hard to sort of find opportunities like this. So if there's one sort of calling, well, shouting at you through the earpiece, I think you should perhaps give this a go. I think it's pretty good. Are you all right there, Christian? You're quiet?
Yeah, I'm enjoying, well, yeah, I'm just listening. It's good.
You're making it sound like this is some sort of bit or anything, but you are just not very well.
No, I'm not very well, no.
Yeah, you're not very well. No.
I was right when our private investor came through, like I was doing these like 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. days trying to get the word out. And I was doing Facebook Lives for like 2 hours a day. And I came down with the flu right when this man showed up and said he would help us. And I was out for a good week there. So I feel your pain.
Oh, that was
it's like running to the bathroom. Every hour, it was horrible.
I'm nowhere near that at the moment. That's
all right.
Purely throat. Purely throat.
But yeah, we're not going to rest until this gets made. It's been a project that's, you know, I've been producing for 8 years now. I've made two films, one that just finally got sold. We premiere in LA. It's called Benjamin Troubles on November 9th. Okay. We have a new film coming next year called Fifth Passenger. And this is – The Circuit is sort of my dream – not sort of. It's my dream film. It's my dream show. What's so exciting to me about it is that we get to do 10 episodes in 10 different genres. And I – don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty stuck now with the idea that they're going to be sci-fi stories in 10 different subgenres.
Right.
So it'll be a sci-fi romance, a sci-fi epic, a sci-fi fantasy, a sci-fi drama, a sci-fi comedy, and that there will be this backstory that we've got a pretty clear handle on that links these stories together. And I don't want that to scare writers away either, because it's pretty simple, the story that connects all of the stories. So if you're a writer, don't worry about that story. Just write your 1-to-20-page screenplay, 1-to-20-page short story, and send it in. If you're selected to come on board, we can figure out a way to connect your story with the rest. It's not that difficult, because our story only involves these few characters, and I'll just, you know, let the cat out of the bag. There's a time travel story that connects all these things. So, duh. you know, we're sort of going to run it sort of like a TV room a TV writer's room, especially since we're going towards making it episodic instead of an anthology film, that there'll be a showrunner. You know, one of my great friends is a writer named James Bird and a director named James Bird. He's an incredible writer. And so he will sort of bring all the writers that have been selected and the writers that have written screenplays for us into a room, and it'll be his job to make sure that the through story goes through every one of the writers, not every one of them, but enough of them to connect the film and make it or make the series. I keep saying film series, but make it a cohesive thing and not Kentucky Fried Movie and not all over the place. One of the wonderful things about Black Mirror is, and I'm so blown away by this show. It's a dark show. It's but our show won't be as dark. But what's neat about it is they connect it just very subtly through different technologies, and a lot of it's about social media and apps and the themes that it explores. And in the same way, our film will be connected by this through story that you get to see a little bit of here and there that will keep you interested throughout the, by what's going on behind the scenes, you know.
That sounds pretty interesting. Are you going to, you're a writer, Christian?
Yes, I'm a writer, yeah.
Admittedly, you write about sort of fairly dull things rather than... No, but well, you do actually...
Well,
you do
no,
actually
I...
Writing on the side.
I have an important role in society. I assist people with their use of technology. So, come on. But yeah. I don't do an awful lot of fiction writing or scripting, but I may. It depends on things. My wife's expecting a baby, so my non-work writing is squeezed at the moment, but I'm certainly tempted.
8 to 20 pages, Christian. Just yeah. Send it to me.
I am sorely tempted.
circfilm.com. 8 to 20 pages. You can bang that out in a creative night.
You're probably right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorely tempted. I'm interested in the pantheon of stars that you have displayed on thecircuitfilm.com.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of great actors. I forget that. I often forget when I'm doing podcasts that you can't see them. we've got Doug Jones from Hellboy and The Strain, and he's done a million things. He played Silver Surfer. Yeah. Zsuzsi Edgley from Farscape. We have Olivia Dabo, who's a phenomenal actress. She's got like 150 credits, but for some reason people still say she's from the Wonder Years. She's been in everything. Terry Farrell, a phenomenal actress who's come out of a semi-retirement for a few years and has been kicking some butt lately. We have Cody St. New from Teen Wolf, who plays Brett Talbot, this sort of model-esque, just badass actor. Rob Archer from Defiance and Lost Girl, he played Bruce, and he's been in a bunch of big movies, Pixels and Christmas Horror Story. We've got a ton of actors from all the incarnations of Star Trek, including Tim Russ and Robert Beltran, Ethan Phillips, Walter Koenig, Armin Shimerman, who I just love, who I used in my last movie. Use him as much as I possibly can get away with. Bob Picardo, the list goes on, but we've Mindy Robinson, we've got a ton of people. That's off the top of my head because I'm not looking at my stupid... I should be looking at my cast list, but I'm not. But we have, yeah, we have Sylvester McCoy from The Hobbit and from Doctor Who. I think he was the 7th Doctor, if I'm not mistaken.
He was, yeah. We started off as a Doctor Who podcast, so we're big fans of Sylvester.
I have a fantastic story where he kills zombies. I can't wait to shoot it. It's just really... Really, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to really bend genre to the maximum of stuff that you haven't seen and haven't got away with before. It's a zombie story, but it's a really touching, beautiful story about friendship and living life to the fullest. And plus, it's got Sylvester McCoy kicking zombie ass in it. that's as much as I can explain. It's a really, really good screenplay. I can't wait to get to that as soon as we get to financed. I want to stress that, like, I believe that with the circuit, we have the talent to make beautiful episodic stuff, a beautiful anthology, a film quality anthology, whether it turns into a series or becomes a film. But there's no way that the studio system is going to let me do this without a pilot. And so yeah. I'm really trying to get enough money together to shoot a pilot that's top quality, that isn't. And unfortunately, what's fortunate is that I have a pool of talent around me and fans that'll come in and help. But I have a pool of really professional, amazing people around me that are willing to work cheap. But making movies isn't cheap. So I think if we can just get the money together for the first pilot, I think I can shop this around and get it financed on a big level, where it's either a show that's financed by Amazon or Netflix or HBO. What we promised to do is the first time around, when the private investor came in, people were like, people got not many, but a few people got angry, and they were like, okay, I guess you don't need any help anymore. And I'm like, no, we still want the fans to be involved. We're not canceling that part. Like, that's not going to change. That's one of the key concepts of the thing. It's multi-genre, it's fan collaborative, and like, that's that. So don't
and be it's, and it's original material, which, I mean, I know you said yeah. with Con Man as well, being original too, but there's a lot of sort of assumptions around fan stuff just purely being homages to Star Trek or Star Wars. It's nice to have something at the forefront which is, as you say, totally original and yeah, not that's relying on their careers. You're relying on their talents.
Their talent. And I think it would be so fun to see 10 different genres with a revolving cast that you know and love
yeah.
from those shows. But yeah, we have nothing to do with those shows. And that's sort of the experiment that I'm trying to see myself is, you know, how I think the sci-fi family and the convention family out there around the world are the only people that can get behind this and pull this off and bring this into existence. But I'm curious, you know, that's part of the experiment is, are the fans going to support a completely new original idea? It's dangerous, right? It's like, it's risky. So it's real safe to go with, oh, they're going to do a Star Trek movie. They're going to do a Star Wars movie, but we're not. You know, so I hope that people are down to support original material and new concepts, because I'm sick of what the studios are pumping out.
It's a beautiful new age like that. In the say 30 years ago, you wouldn't have the position to be able to do anything like this on either side of the fence.
So no, it is really neat. As long as filmmakers, you know, keep their integrity, we'll keep having this crowdfunding thing, and it'll blossom into something even more beautiful that becomes like the norm, where you pop open your computer and you've got like, what 30 shows do we want to watch next year? Or what 300 shows do we want to watch next year? Let's take a look. Okay, I'll submit to that one, this one, and the other one. Instead of, here's what you get.
Yeah. It's almost like a second artisan era, or an artisan era which is sort of growing out of, as you say, a sort of systemized studio system era, where there is a defiance to those norms which create creativity and pools of to actually challenge those. I think it's really cool. I like that. I like that sort of grassroots coming up and sort of saying, yeah, we can do something different here.
Yeah, me too. And we can, and who doesn't want to see 10 genres? As a filmmaker, that's what's so exciting to me is, I get to do, if we pull this off, we get to make, you know, as a filmmaker, you want to try your hand at different genres, and you don't get a chance very often, because if you get successful as a filmmaker, it's usually because you made a great particular type of genre. And so then Hollywood wants you to make that again and again and again. And the filmmakers of today do that quite a bit. Not like there's ever been a filmmaker as amazing as Stanley Kubrick, but you know, he's the guy that everybody should aspire to. He made what, 12 films in his life, but they were all perfect and they were all different genres. And as a filmmaker, it's just too exciting to think that I could get together with the fans I love and the actors I love and get to have a whack at 10 different types of films. I tell this story because a couple months ago I met Adam Nimoy, and he was about to release his film For the Love of Spock that he'd done on Kickstarter about his father, Leonard, who played Spock. And I really liked him. I'm trying to get him involved in the circuit to direct one of our episodes. I didn't even mention Ryan Eagle, that is also directing one of our episodes from The Blacklist, an amazing actor. But there was this beautiful, I got to see his premiere of his Kickstarter film when he got a release at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood. And one of the neatest things about the premiere was the magic of that theater, because half of the theater was filled with people that had pledged money to the project. And it was a beautiful film. And at the end, everybody that had pledged was in the end credits. And you could feel this palpable sense of that a community of people that cared had come together and made something beautiful. And I want that more than anything. I want to have that experience and be a part of that. So the circuit is an opportunity for us to make television history and really create something that's never been made before, a multi-genre anthology film, and do it in a way that's never been done before, which is a collaboration between the fans and the professionals and celebrities. And I think it's a wonderful, beautiful idea. I hope that the fans get behind it. And I'm not going to stop plugging away, letting the world know that this is happening. And most of all, happening March 2017. And I hope people get on board, because we have an opportunity to do something really great together. So that's really all I have to say.
Okay. I've got really bad history of backing things on crowdfunding campaigns and things like that. So I don't know. It can be a bit hit and miss with some projects, but I mean, I'm particularly infused by your energy. That's good. James?
You're sort of asking for anyone from anywhere to sort of come on board on this. So, I mean, some people might be thinking, this is just an American thing. Is it?
No, I mean, absolutely. The dream is, it's incredibly ambitious. I mean, we want to raise, it scares people away, but it's just the bottom line truth. We want to raise $1.5 million and shoot in multiple locations at multiple conventions around planet Earth. To do so is a logistical nightmare, but totally possible for that amount of money. And we don't know where we will shoot episode one yet. We have a number of pilots that we like that lay the foundation for what the circuit is and will excite people, but we're hoping to shoot in multiple locations and definitely not just in America. Germany has been an option. London has been an option. And also, if you get selected to join the camp, you know, there are airplanes. You can come get on one and come find the shoot.
Absolutely. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hugely ambitious. It's a gigantic dream. But if the dreamers don't stick together and make it, it won't happen. You know?
Well, it sounds like you're putting the oar into it. I can't see you I mean, it sounds like it's full on from your
I'm
point
not
of view.
Stop. I'm going to start knocking on Beverly Hills rich people's doors if it doesn't happen yet. I'm going to find the money for this. It's just a matter of time.
But that's what's kind of exciting about it, because there's a certain amount of, despite the technology, there is a sort of old school approach to having to really push for funding. Well, I know it still happens today, but there is that sort of, not just push for funding, but for attention. You know, you've got to really reach out. You can't rest on your laurels. You've got to, and that's sort of kind of exciting as well. It feels, yeah, real, rather than, I suppose, the artifice thing that we always imagine with sort of television and film, especially sort of LA side, to have something a little more, yeah, ground, grassroots. I keep saying grassroots. I don't know why. It's because it's a
project by the people and for the people.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what's exciting, and I'm kind of hoping that will excite people as well, to have that sort of opportunity. Especially people who sort of say, well, we're tired of what's coming out of the studios. You think, well, here's your opportunity to try and make a difference or to change.
Yeah, come off your couch for a couple of weeks and come help us make something awesome.
Exactly. That's the perfect. I think that's the perfect finish for this. So if you've not been enticed already to go, please do go to thecircuitfilm.com. Hopefully, while people have been listening to this, they'll have been sort of typing on their laptop or on their phone and checking it out. But if you haven't already, go and do it.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I would love to talk to you guys again, a couple months into the year before we start this. That'd be great.
Let us know how it's going and everything. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And maybe bring somebody else from the team on board and have a little chat.
Excellent.
That'd be
cool.
That'd be
Thank great, you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate this.
No problem at all.
No, it's nice to see, stuff, new interesting stuff being done. And I like that.
We've got a real shot at this. We're halfway there. So if we can just get a few more people out there around the world to take a look at it, I'm sure we'll find their interest and we'll come together and we'll do it.